Live and local conversation. WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
AM 1050 WLIP. It's the WLIP Morning Show. Tuesday mornings, we talk to Dr. Russ Brewer from Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Always nice to see your friendly face and get to chat about pets on these Tuesdays.
Well, it's great to be here. You know, it's fun to come in the morning and wake up and be here in studio with you.
That's right.
On the radio.
That's right. And it is friendly. I know it's a radio. You know, you can have any face you'd like. I've certainly heard the face for radio joke many times.
Right. Yeah. That's a face for radio.
Oh, never heard that one before. Yeah, no, so never heard that. Gosh darn clever. So today, because spring is now officially upon us with the calendar readings anyway.
Well, that's what it says.
That's right. The meteorologist will say March 1st.
I think Mother Nature's been having like a paranoid schizophrenic breakdown, but that's, you know, that's
March has
the
been
fact.
A little back and forth.
It's been, what's that old adage? In like a lamb, out like a lion.
Yeah.
It did kind of start kind of quiet, so maybe there's some truth to that.
Maybe they're, at least this year, Mother Nature living up to expectations.
Yeah, spin the wheel, see what you get.
Maybe a thunderstorm and a snowstorm in one day. Spring safety tips for pets today, Dr. Russ, because the animals want to get out and do things, and so do
the people.
You got to make sure you're safe when you do it.
Yeah, we've all got severe cabin fever at this point, just because we want to get out. And it's so we start doing things to reacclimate to the outside. So, you know, one thing we want to do is make sure that your windows and doors are secure, because we keep them all locked and sealed up all winter long, and now we're going to like do things like crazy, like open up the window,
yeah,
and the cat jumps in the window, and psh, out they go through the screen.
First opportunity.
Oops. Yeah. So I have actually had that happen in my own house. It wasn't because the screen had been taken off to be cleaned. It's because I had a teenager that had snuck out and didn't get the screen put back appropriately. And when the cat jumped up there at like 10:30 at night, he just fell out. Now, fortunately, single story house.
That's
so
good.
It's just, he just, you know, it was, and he's a cat, right?
Only
so
used
he
up on one feet. Of his lives.
Only
so
used up one.
Left. That's good.
But at 10:30 at night, he was like out and we're out in the country. So he was, it's pitch black and we're looking for this cat in the middle of the night. So it was,
so kids, when you sure, sneak make, out right, of your bedroom,
make
sure,
sure
your screen
that the screen's
back.
Reattached. Sure. Otherwise, mom and dad will find out. but you want to make sure that the screens are in place. And make sure that the doors latch. You know, that screen door sometimes during the wintertime gets a little loose. And so, you know, the dog comes up and bumps it. And there they go. They're out chasing the mailman down this. So the mailman would appreciate not being chased. So make sure those are tight. Spring cleaning safety. So there's a lot of products we're going to use. Now, we did talk about last week about being poison control week.
Right.
So now we're going to re-emphasize this. Now that you're this week bringing out those cleaning products, here again, make sure that you're keeping the cat or dog away from them. If you're cleaning the floor with some products, read the label. If it's pet safe, it's fine. But if it's not, so you're using bleach or something of that nature, make sure it's dry before they get to walk on it, because we don't want to irritate their skin, or we don't want them drinking out of the buckets. So, and be mindful of fumes, especially if you've got birds. Birds are super sensitive to fumes. So that's something that if you're using something that's got some fumes in it, you probably want to have the bird in an entirely different area of the house. And certainly don't want to do this on a day where they're like, oh, look, it's snowing outside and I was cleaning, so I'm going to have to keep the house closed up. It's probably not good for you either, but certainly not going to be good for your bird or necessarily your cat or dog. Garden and yard safety. We're all going to start fertilizing things. Pretty soon. So when you're out there, make sure you're reading the labels on the bags, how long they have to stay off it. If you're using fertilizers, it's usually going to be 24 to 48 hours. Same thing with weed killers and certainly pesticides. They're going to have to be off for a while. So read those containers, follow the directions. Be aware that the tulips and daffodils that you planted last fall that are coming up, if the dog's going to go out there and dig the bulbs up, the bulbs are toxic. Mm. So keep that in mind. Don't let them do that. And then store your chemicals in a safe place. So cabinet in the garage that can shut, or someplace, you know, shed that locks. Got to keep the kids out of it too. Now that we're out and about, we really need to start thinking about parasites, too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Never know what you're going to get into out in the doggy park or walking down the street or whatever.
Just even potentially in your own yard. You know, the stray cat that comes walking through and, you know, cops a squat. And then lo and behold, the dog goes out and finds it. So the thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that your cat or dog are on preventatives to prevent intestinal parasites, as well as it's going to start to get warm enough. We're going to start to see those nasty little mosquitoes.
Oh, right.
And the ticks. Other than the few days we had the Arctic blasts, have been out all winter long. I mean, we've been seeing patients with ticks occasionally. And the odd thing is the nymphs, which are the immature baby ticks, they're almost indetectable. And they don't swell up like the size of a grape. They get to be about the size of a pencil head.
Yeah.
And then they fall off. So you'll never know that your dog had them a lot of times. So that's the importance of having them on flea and tick preventatives year-round. And Easter is quickly approaching. So we want to make sure that those chocolate candies and any of those, especially sugar-free candies, are out of way. Milk chocolate's bad. Semi-sweet chocolates are even worse. And the super dark chocolates that I love are incredibly toxic to dogs.
Right. So the more cocoa content, the worse it is.
The better it tastes for us. I mean, I love the dark stuff, but like, listen, if you've got any of that stuff, certainly keep it up in a cabinet. Off the countertop, nowhere where the dog can get into it. As we said, artificial sweeteners, the xylitol, especially dangerous to these guys. And then the small toys that our kids get. Those become chew toys, which then become foreign bodies inside. And then so instead of a toxin, you've got a surgery. So prevent the surgery to remove said toy. Keep them picked up. I've had small children in my house before for extended periods of time, and I know that that's almost impossible. But
and Easter grass too. You don't want that.
Oh, Easter grass
around.
Is bad for the cat.
Yeah,
the cat will eat that, and then you're going to be in trouble. And then hydration with overheating. If it does happen to actually warm up, make sure that they have access to water and shade.
Yeah, you would put the water bowl like right outside if they're spending time in the yard. Have that accessible
yeah,
to
have
it.
Access to it. Right. I mean, if my dogs are outside for an extended period of time, I've got a couple buckets that I'll put out. And it's kind of, I guess it's just me. I'll go find the shady spot in the tree and put it like, okay, so the sun's going to rotate this way. So let's set it here so it stays in the shade longer and it doesn't heat up. Because hot water is not a fun thing either. If you're hot, a cold drink feels good. A hot drink, not so much.
Not refreshing at all.
Not refreshing at all. In fact, it just raises your body temperature more, which is counterproductive.
Right.
And then hot pavement. So I don't anticipate we're going to have any hot pavement anytime soon. But if we do have it, keep them off of it. And then wildlife encounters. So we've all started to smell the skunks. They're coming back out. If your yard's fenced in, you're a little less likely, albeit it doesn't have as much trouble to get through those little cracks as your dog does. But you want to be maybe cognizant at dusk or early dawn, checking out there to make sure that there's not a black and white cat out in the yard that has an extra fluffy tail. If there is, maybe go out the other door of the house, put the dogs on a leash, keep them away from the skunk. It's just the last thing you want to have to start your day off or end your day is the dog getting sprayed by the skunk, and then you're like, great, so now what are we going to have to do? And
oh, it's, great, it's a tomato soup bath. Here we
well,
go.
No, it's a hydrogen peroxide Dawn dish detergent, baking soda concoction, which, you know, that works to help neutralize it, but it still stinks, right?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I was just going off of an old Partridge Family episode.
It is, right. That's the old wives' tale. Tomato soup doesn't work.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad. It just does not work. But it's one of those things that there is a recipe for it, but it's one of those things, like, it's just better to avoid it because the last thing you want is the dog going to go. I've had this happen to numerous clients. Dog goes running out. They hear it like, and then it comes running back, and they're like, what's going on? They open up the door, and there's a delay because they're running faster than that odor.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
They're in the house, buried, rolling around and stuff, and you're like, oh, dear Lord. This is terrible. And then your house is going to smell. So it's just avoid getting sprayed. It's best.
Very good. Well, that's going to keep your pet safe and your stress level at a minimum this spring, which is what we're looking for.
That's the key. If you can keep your pet safe and healthy, then your stress is just going to be even less because they'll help you do that.
That's right.
They make life better.
And one of the ways you keep your pet healthy is getting on over to Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, Dr. Russ Brewer. If people want to set up an appointment, maybe a time for a checkup or whatever the case may be, How can they do so?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. We're at 9052 Prairie Ridge Boulevard in the Village of Pleasant Prairie. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie or on the web, careanimalhospital.com.
Very good, Dr. Russ Brewer. I don't know that we have any skunks outside the front door here, but there is some wildlife, so respond accordingly.
Well, just watch out for Lenny.
Charlie the squirrel. Well, Lenny's the...
That's a whole other beast.
Yeah. I was going to say Bigfoot, but that's not a good description. Anyway, Dr. Russ, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
You do the same, Pete.
The WLIP Morning Show. Stick around.